Hey, Joel.
Top of the morning to you, Randy.
Top of the morning to you. Do you like it when you think your coffee's gone and then you look down, there's a little more coffee, and it's like, man, this is going to be a great day?
I do like it. Sadly, that didn't happen this morning, but I assume it might have happened for you.
It happened to me, and so I am set for the day. I'm so ready to talk to you. Welcome into the National Defense. This is so great. Joel Smallbone is with us. He is one half of the incredible Christian music group For King and Country, and there's a new movie to talk about, all kinds of stuff. It's called Unsung Hero from Lionsgate, and he joins us here in the National Defense. Joel, how are you?
Man, thank you for having me. Thank you for all the great work that not only you do, but all of your listeners around the world. It's an honor to be chatting with you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. This is it's quite an honor for me. I love your duo. I love your song, Joy. You guys have been just an incredible. You know, when people see the success, okay, so you got four Grammy Awards, an American Music Award, a Billboard Music Award, 10 GMA Dove Awards, and 17 K-Love Fan Awards. It's easy to forget sometimes, Joel, that, you know, you look at where you are now and you think, well, these guys never struggled at all. Well, that's to make the other case. There's this movie now called Unsung Hero, and it's basically the story of your family's struggle coming to America, right?
Yeah, I mean, true story and literally true story. I've been saying, you know, this is a story about my family, Randy, but it's really, and it's a story about our mom, who is sort of the unsung hero of the film, but it's really a story about the family, right? It's really a story about moms and around the world. But to be specific, I'm one of seven kids. In the early 90s, Dad was a concert promoter in Australia, so he would bring artists and bands down under, and he lost what would be the equivalent of about $500,000, basically lost everything, the life savings, house, the car, on a tour that went bad, got offered a job in the United States, six kids, one on the way, mom was 6 months pregnant, 16 suitcases, we moved halfway around the world, only to have him lose that job, and we really... you know, hand to mouth. We had no car. We had no furniture. We were sleeping on beds made out of clothes. No insurance. No way for our little sister to be born in hospital. We banded together. We raked leaves. We mowed lawns. That's really where the story picks up. And it really chronicles, again, my parents' story, because Luke and I were very young, my sister, Rebecca and James' story. But it also is a kind of a triumphant story about overcoming and family banding together, community, the local church coming together, and really seeing miracles. And so we're excited to put family on the screen across the United States. Lionsgate, catch this, Randy. Lionsgate's putting on, I think it's 2,800 screens across America.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, and Joel, that's so cool now. You know, I'm a huge fan of the Irwin brothers. We've had them on so many times. And, you know, they work, of course, under that Lionsgate banner as well. And I'm just so happy to see Christian movies, family movies that are good. Good quality, good promotion, good everything. It's such a new endeavor. It's a novel idea. Yeah. You know.
Well, I'm glad to hear you recognize it, man. I'm glad you mentioned the Irwins too, because actually Andy Irwin, who's one of my closest friends, he's executive producer on this. And what we've really found is there's been this great covering and this great rising of people like the Irwins or the Kendricks or Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen. Just spoke to him a few days ago. And so we've sort of got this little brain trust that we're developing, if you will. And I think it's really proving that we're able to put these inspiring true stories, not just on streaming platforms, man, but to reach out into theaters and have a nationwide event. You know, there's a small chance, Randy, if people rally, and to you listeners, to you veterans, you know, I encourage you to rally this weekend. If we rally this weekend, there's a small chance that it could be the number one movie in America.
Oh, man. How crazy. Oh, wow. Would that be great? Yeah. We're talking to Joel Smallbone here on the National Defense, the movie Unsung Hero, which is out this weekend. And, of course, For King and Country, what a great duo that you have. And did you say that your sister is Rebecca James?
Rebecca St. James, yeah. My eldest sister is Rebecca St. James.
And also big in the Christian music world, right?
Correct, correct. Correct. Yeah, wow. And that's how we were able to stay in the country. It's really through her musical career, and the movie kind of chronicles her beginnings of stepping into music.
Yeah, well, I mean, for you guys to come through all of that and be where you are right now, I mean, obviously, divine intervention, but it must mean it must mean so much more to you now than somebody who was kind of, you know, didn't have to go through that struggle and ended up in the music business, right?
Absolutely, man. I mean, that's what I love about this story, Randy. My heart has always been with music, is that the closer you get to your own heart with your art, with music or a movie, the further it reaches out into another person's heart. And so, man, this film is about as close to home, literally and figuratively, as it possibly can get. So much so that I haven't mentioned this yet. I actually play our dad in the film.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so not only did I co-write and co-direct with Richard Ramsey, but I play our dad just because I wanted to be able to present the heart of it as honestly and as truthfully as I possibly could. So I've dubbed it a bit of an expensive therapy session, but all jokes aside, and it's really an honor project. For my parents and for my mom.
And I'm also so glad that you're talking about your mom as the unsung hero here, because every mom is an unsung hero, and to shine that spotlight on those mothers and to, you know, finally give them their due, man, that's just tremendous.
I love that. I love you recognizing that. Look, I've said this is a story about my family, but this is really a story about the family, and this is a story about my mom. But it's really a story about moms around the world and them feeling seen and known. And it's also an adventure film, man. There's a bunch of 90s music kind of plugged in there. Jesus Jones and Lenny Kravitz.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so on. And so it's just an adventure, man. So we're dubbing this Friday, which is when the film officially releases. I think you can see it early as of tomorrow in select theaters, but it'll be everywhere on Friday. We're dubbing that day Family Day, because you know we got Mother's Day in a few weeks, you got Father's Day in a few months. America needs a good Family Day at the theaters, so.
Especially our audience, man. I mean, you know, they're away from their families so much when they're deployed, and boy, to come back to a movie like that and take the family and really celebrate the families. We always say on the show, everybody in a family serves. And so to celebrate that and to go out and see Unsung Hero, that's fantastic. Joel, thank you so much, man. And I love the idea of the music. And I've told Andy that too, because that's the other thing that they always get right, is they put some cool music in there, which is another thing that they didn't used to do with Christian movies. So thank you so much, Joel, continued great success. God bless you.
God bless you too, and to all the listeners, just know that we're cheering you on and grateful for your incredible sacrifice. I think from what I'm told, you go to unsunghero.movie to grab your tickets. I'd folks would be upset at me if I didn't mention it. So unsunghero.movie to grab your tickets.
So good, man. Thank you, Joel. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.